Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Though the weekend did not bring only great news, it brought some terrible news. The death of three American military personnel. They have now just identified them. They're all from Georgia, interestingly, ranging in age from 46 years old to 23 years old. They gave their lives for their country. Not, by the way, as the White House press secretary horribly suggested, that they were fighting on behalf of this administration. They're fighting on behalf of America, not this administration, not Republicans, not Democrats. They're fighting on behalf of our country. There are over 34 other members of the American military who were badly wounded, and some of them with those terrible brain injuries that are part of what the cost has been of these 150 attacks by Iran-related militias. What is the administration going to do about this? There is virtual unanimity among Republicans, among Democrats, among everyone who's looking at the situation that the United States has to do something. And has to do something very different. A full-out war against Iran, the administration says they don't want that. If that ends up being the only alternative that would stop these attacks, these fatal and deadly attacks, there's also an account, and we will keep you up to date as the information comes out on this, that part of what happened with this particular attack was that our forces mixed up the enemy and friendly drones. And so because they had perceived that the drone that did this terrible damage was a friendly drone somehow, they didn't knock it down. We will get to that and much more. We'll be speaking to Dr. Mark Esper, the former Defense Secretary of the United States, who dealt with this kind of attack. He's also going to talk about Navy recruitment and the crisis with Navy recruitment. Actually, the only two branches of the service that have reached their recruiting goals have been the Marine Corps, and the Space Force. The Space Force is tiny, of course. But, again, we have a crisis in recruiting. Now, part of that is good news. Part of it is good news because we have a superfluity of a lot of jobs out there that are available to people. And usually it's much easier to recruit when we have a less robust economy, when things are not providing other jobs for people, and so they think about recruiting. The other problem with recruiting is people who just aren't qualifying because they haven't graduated from high school and or gotten their GEDs, which can also get you into the military, so they're now trying a different scheme with that. We'll talk about that with Dr. Mark Esper. We'll also be speaking with Ilan Berman about what a strike would look like at Iran. He has lived and worked in Iran and written about the kind of threat that the Iranians represent for the United States of America. We'll be speaking to Ilan Berman, and we'll also be speaking with Juan Williams on border security. And border security and also the selection of a vice presidential nominee for President Trump if he wins the nomination, which looks increasingly likely according to most prognostications. But also the idea of a vice presidential nominee for President Biden. Juan Williams of Fox News seems to think that it is a done deal, that it's definitely going to be Kamala Harris. There's more and more speculation of changing that. The three U.S. soldiers who were killed in the drone attack on a U.S. military outpost in Jordan. And Jordan, of course, of all of the nations in that part of the world other than Israel, Jordan is the nation with the warmest relations, the most positive relations with the United States of America, and the one nation that least would have deserved this kind of attack on their territory. Apparently, the U.S. military outpost, Tower 22, as it was referred to, was on the border with Syria. The three U.S. soldiers who were killed in the drone attack were identified today as Sergeant William Rivers, 46, of Carrollton, Georgia, a Specialist Kennedy Sanders, 24, of Waycross, Georgia, and Specialist Brianna Moffett of Savannah, Georgia, that according to the Defense Department. They were all assigned to the 718th Engineer Company, a U.S. Army Reserve unit, based out of Fort Moore, Georgia. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said at a briefing. This is an incredibly serious matter, partially because it brings us close to why there is such an urgent need to stop any nuclear program by Iran. If Iran is supporting this kind of attack with drones and with missiles, imagine if they really did have nuclear power, if they really did have nuclear weapons that could devastate the people against whom they are being used. The attack happened, writes the New York Times, at a remote logistics outpost in northeast Jordan called Tower 22 along the country's shared borders with Syria and Iraq. The one-way attack drone hit near the outpost's living quarters, causing injuries that ranged from minor cuts to brain trauma, a U.S. military official said. But the deaths of U.S. service members, most of whom were military reservists, will almost certainly increase pressure on President Biden to retaliate more forcefully as strife grows in the Middle East after the October 7th attacks that killed 1,200 people in Israel. By the way, one of the things that truly disturbs me is the tendency in the press always to say that this is somehow related to Israel's fight with Hamas. It's related only because the evil forces of Hamas and Hezbollah and the other Iranian militias have common support from Iran. But no one can believe that somehow if there is a ceasefire and the hostages, please God, finally get to come home, or their bodies get to come home, that would mean that we have nothing else to worry about Houthis and Iranian militias elsewhere. Defense Secretary Lloyd J. Austin III also held Iran-backed militias responsible for the continued attacks against U.S. troops in the region. The president and I will not tolerate attacks on American forces, and we will take all the necessary actions to defend the United States, our troops, and our interests, Secretary Austin said. He apparently is back from the hospital, recovering from his prostate cancer diagnosis. We will be speaking coming up to Ilhan Berman about what the future is going to bring here. There's also more bad news, and the bad news is the failure of a border bill, which everybody had assumed was actually going to tighten security at the border. Not make it perfect, but improve it. So why is it being defeated? Why is it not being blocked? We will get there. It's really the work of one individual. Which one? I bet you can figure it out. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a terrific editorial today in the Wall Street Journal about the need for the administration to respond and to respond very differently from the way that it's handled the problem of Iran in the immediate past. They write in a journal, it was bound to happen eventually, as President Biden was warned repeatedly. A drone or missile launched by Iran's militia proxies would elude U.S. defenses and kill American soldiers. That's what happened Sunday. As three Americans were killed and 25 wounded, they're now saying there were 40 who were wounded, at a U.S. base in Jordan near the Syrian border. The question now is, what will the commander-in-chief do about it? The sorry truth is that these casualties are the result of the administration's policy choices. Mr. Biden has tolerated more than 150 Iranian proxy attacks on U.S. forces in the Middle East since October. Only occasionally has he or the administration registered more than rhetorical displeasure by retaliating militarily, and only then with limited airstrikes. Mr. Biden vowed on Sunday to hold all those responsible to account at a time and in a manner of our choosing, though that stock line rings increasingly hollow. He has no choice now other than to approve strikes and retaliation, but targeting the responsible militia is insufficient. Mr. Biden and the Pentagon are playing Mideast whack-a-mole. Everyone knows that the real orchestrator of these attacks is Iran. But the president has put his anxieties about upsetting Iran and risking escalation above his duty to defend U.S. soldiers abroad. It would have been more honest, if a sign of weakness, to withdraw American troops from the region rather than consign them to catching Iranian droves for months. 150 attacks that they've had so far on American forces in the Middle East. The necessary steps that have to be taken, they write in the journal, that probably includes hitting Iranian military or commercial assets. There are certainly risks of escalation from doing so, but Iran and its proxies are already escalating, and they have no incentive to stop unless they know their own forces are at risk. Here's one idea. Put the Iranian ship that has been prowling the Red Sea, the spy ship, on the ocean floor. The alternative is a growing American body count. Iran's clients in Yemen are continuing to fire at U.S. warships in the Red Sea while holding a vital shipping lane hostage. U.S. destroyers have managed to intercept Houthi volleys in a testament to American weapons technology and military professionalism. But eventually, a drone or missile could elude U.S. defenses and sink a U.S. warship. Mr. Biden has spent months fretting about a broader regional war without confronting the reality that the U.S. is already in one. The result is that U.S. deterrence has collapsed in this region, and Americans are dying. Mr. Biden's repeated displays of weakness are inviting more attacks. In the 1970s, Iran helped to ruin Jimmy Carter's presidency by seizing hostages. Mr. Biden should worry that it will also take down his presidency if he won't respond with enough force that the mullahs get the message. And by the way, this is why there's a difference between using this as a political cudgel and actually using this to try to rally the country together. That's why things like saying that, as the White House press secretary said, that these people who died were fighting for the administration. Really, we can do better. Meanwhile, the collapse of a border bill that would have made things actually better, and the collapse of the border bill because Donald Trump is opposed to it and basically is afraid that Joe Biden would get the credit for it. If you're talking about a real crisis on the border, and we are, and the Biden administration has now acknowledged that, again, you can still use it to talk about all their political failures in the first 3 years of his administration. But the idea that you're going to do nothing so that you can score political points. One terrific Republican who I greatly admire, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. He has been the chief negotiator in the Senate border security talks between Democrats and Republicans. But the Oklahoma Republican Party approved a resolution this weekend condemning their own fellow Republican, Senator James Lankford. The resolution, a copy of which was posted on X, formerly Twitter, by State Senator Dusty Devers. That, by the way, is the same senator with a very memorable name, Dusty Devers, who put together the bill we talked about that made sexy selfies illegal, would have had a government crackdown on any kind of private porn that wasn't between married people. And probably not a super enforceable bill. But in any event, Dusty Devers took time from being worried about sexy selfies to say that Senator Lankford is playing fast and loose with Democrats on our border policy that not only disfranchises legal immigrants seeking citizenship, but it also puts the safety and security of Americans in great danger. This is unreal. Authorizing several thousand people to invade our borders before any action can be taken is contrary to the oath that Senator Lankford took to the Constitution and therefore outside the area that he is authorized to negotiate in. Basically, people who are serious immigration hardliners are amazed that this bill is being blocked when it would actually improve the situation. Can we play some of Senator Lankford actually talking about the need to actually go forward with this compromise? And he deserves credit for not blame, not censure by the Republican Party. Meanwhile, we're going to be speaking to Ilhan Birman about the two wars and a drone attack. Yes, the war in Ukraine, where he's also an expert. Ilhan is the senior vice president of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington and an expert on regional security in the Middle East, Central Asia, and, yes, the Russian Federation. He's consulted with the CIA as well as the U.S. Departments of State and Defense. What next? And what kind of strike back deterrence could President Biden authorize against Iran? Should he authorize against Iran? We'll get to that and more coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The 2024 presidential campaign is shifting to South Carolina.
The primary is next month, Saturday, February 24th.
The people in New Hampshire were really good to us, but let me tell you, when we got off the plane, it's a great day in South Carolina!
Nikki Haley telling Fox News, regardless if she wins her home state or not, she plans on continuing through the primary process. She tells America's Newsroom,
only two states have voted.
We have 48 states left. You can't go and discount all of those voters who want to vote in this election.
Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome to the show, though the circumstances could be better, obviously, for our country, Ilan Berman. He is Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington, D.C. He has consulted for the Central Intelligence Agency as well as the U.S. Departments of State and Defense, and he's also provided assistance on foreign policy and national security issues to a range of government agencies. Ilan, I'm sure you've heard some of the statements, particularly by Republicans in Congress. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, a Republican, said the only answer to these attacks must be devastating military retaliation against Iran's terrorist forces, both in Iran and across the Middle East. Anything less will confirm Joe Biden as a coward, unworthy of being commander-in-chief. Do you think that Senator Cotton has a point there?
Yes, I think so, up to a point. I think the Biden administration is in quite a pickle, and it's a problem of largely of its own making, because the administration has been really leery, particularly because it's an election year and it's concerned about foreign entanglements, of acting resolutely in response to Iranian provocations, provocations by Iran itself and also provocations by Iranian-sponsored proxy forces. And as a result, this has been interpreted as weakness, which has invited further aggression, right? And you sort of see this playing out in the Red Sea. You see this playing out in terms of the toothlessness of the security arrangements that the Biden administration has attempted to erect to deter the Houthi rebels in Yemen. But it's not just there. It's all over the region, over 150 attacks against U.S. troops in the last since the start of the year. And this is really right. What happened over the weekend, the tragic attack that killed three servicemen, injured 34 others. This was only a matter of time, because as Iran's Houthis become bolder, so do other rebels. As the Iranian regime gets bolder, so do its proxies. And as a result, we're in this really dangerous spiral of escalation. And the only thing that can interrupt it, the only circuit breaker that you can throw, is to show to the proxies and to the regime itself that there are devastating consequences.
And what would those consequences look like? Would it be, we presumably, and we've talked about this before, know where their development of nuclear weapons is going on and continues to go on. Would it be a strike against that, against economic targets, or just other conventional military targets?
So I think it's the last. I think it's conventional military targets. And the way I see it, and I have no idea whether the administration's logic is following the same course, but the way I see it, this is a three-step process. The first step is to target proxies like the Houthis, right, the low-hanging fruit, because these are powerful militias, but they're not powerful compared to the United States. And, you know, we can reach out and touch them precisely the way we did with Qasem Soleimani 3 years ago. So decapitation strikes against Iranian proxies in the region. The second step, if that doesn't work, if that doesn't change, materially change regime behavior, is to target elements of the IRGC, the Iranian Clerical Army, which serves as the connective tissue between the Iranian regime and those proxy forces, right? And you're getting a step closer to Tehran. And after that, we have to evaluate whether we want to strike out at the regime directly. But my sense is, and you're absolutely right to flag the Iranian nuclear program, my sense is that what we're talking about is conventional military targets. The problem of Iran's persistent drive towards a nuclear capability is something else entirely. And it's something that we're going to have to deal with completely separate from the current problem.
And but it clearly does have to be dealt with. The Iranian regime has had a great deal of public protest aimed against it. I've read many, many reports, particularly by the Gorekts, who, as you know, write about Iran and what is going on there domestically. There is I think, some desire by the administration not to create a rally around the flag atmosphere that would actually make the regime more popular at home. Can that be managed?
I think so. And you know, my answer to that question is different now than it would have been a year ago or 2 years ago. Because what you've really seen in the last 12 months or so, maybe a little bit longer, has been this, that the Iranian regime and the Iranian people have crossed a Rubicon of sorts. The type of discontent with the Iranian regime that you see on the street right now is dramatically larger and dramatically more widespread than what we've seen in the past. And you know, this is not just because of the September 2022 killing of Mahsa Amini, the Kurdish-Iranian female activist, but that was the catalyst, right? That was the straw that broke the camel's back. And so what you see is this broad-based opposition to the ruling regime in a way that my sense is that if the regime gets its comeuppance from the United States, if regime assets and regime equities are targeted, one thing that we really don't have to worry about nearly as much as we did before was the idea that the Iranian people would actually feel sorry for it and come to its defense.
I know one of the impressions that you find in the media, and I was just inveighing against it on the air, is the idea that this is really part of the larger war between Israel and Hamas. As somebody who knows the geopolitics of what is going on in the Middle East right now, even if we did have some kind of extended ceasefire, even if we did have a return of the hostages, would that take care of all the problems with the Hezbollah and the Houthis and other Iranian militias?
No. Listen, I don't think at all, and I think people that are making that case are really conflating symptoms and disease. Right. The problem, the core problem in the region that we're looking at, is the fact that the Iranian regime, deeply ideological, deeply radical, deeply anti-American, has built a series of asymmetric levers by which it can squeeze the United States and American allies and American equities in the region. The current war between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip is a pretext for Iran to do that. It gives Iran an outlet to activate these forces. But make no mistake, if there was a ceasefire tomorrow, if the war simmered down, the Iranians would look for additional provocations. And they would look for additional opportunities to puncture the perceived invulnerability of the United States. I think they're doing a very good job of that at the moment. And as a result, what you have is a situation where America's Middle East policy is really manifestly bankrupt currently, and our deterrence potential in the region is very flimsy. And that's beginning to impact the stability of our alliances, not only with Israel, but also with other countries in the region. And so the first order of business here has to be to reset deterrence. And the way we do that is to show the Iranian regime and the proxies that rely on it that there really are devastating consequences to what they're doing.
And let those consequences be swift, devastating, effective, and appropriately proportional. Ilan Berman, his pieces are on our site at michaelmedved.com. Meanwhile, President Trump says this never would have happened, this attack, if he were president. Not even a chance, says the former president. Does that have any truth to it? Is it a wise thing to say in this particular moment? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual Medved member.
Nice.
Join at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Michael Medved.
President Trump could not resist offering commentary on his Truth social media platform. And President Trump declared this attack, meaning the attack that claimed the lives of three reservists from Georgia, in to claim the lives for Iranian-backed militias. This attack would never have happened, said President Trump, if I was president. Not even a chance. Just like the Iranian-backed Hamas attack on Israel would never have happened. The war in Ukraine would never have happened, and we would right now have peace throughout the world. Instead, we are on the brink of World War III. The one thing that one can think of about something like this, I mean, the New York Times, in quoting that passage from Truth Social, they point out, in fact, Iran and its proxies did attack America and allied interests frequently during Mr. Trump's presidency. And at one point, Mr. Trump called off a retaliatory strike that he deemed excessive. He did later order a strike that killed a top Iranian general, that was General Soleimani. But when Iran responded with missile strikes that injured but did not kill American troops, Mr. Trump ordered no further action. Okay, the difficulty here is you can't avoid, at a moment like this, thinking of the families and the loved ones of the people who were killed. And to have the former president saying this never would have happened if I had been president, to bring it down to politics. And this came right after another highlight of President Trump's weekend, which is recorded on tape. He, on Saturday, he compared himself again, as he likes to Abraham Lincoln. And that prompted laughter, apparently, from the audience at his rally in Nevada. The former president delivered his remarks to a Team Trump Nevada Commit to Caucus rally in Las Vegas, where he said he should be listed number one on a list of presidents who were treated the worst. He even specifically mentioned beating Abraham Lincoln for that top spot. It actually sounded like this.
People say, how do you do it, sir? How do you do it? I get two questions. If you had it to do again, would you do it? Because, you know, in history, they say the president that was treated the worst was Abraham Lincoln, but he had the Civil War, you know, so he had a little Civil War going. Abraham Lincoln. And Jackson was treated very badly, and a couple of others were treated. Andrew Jackson, he was treated very badly, and a few others. And I haven't seen the new list, but if I'm not number one over Abraham Lincoln, I will be very disappointed, because I don't believe any president's ever been. And
he'll be very disappointed to see that he was uniquely treated badly. By the way, one of the things that Abraham Lincoln had in common with Andrew Jackson was not the issue of slavery. Lincoln knew that slavery was evil and was opposed to the existence of the institution and particularly its spreading. Andrew Jackson was not. He was a slave owner. But Andrew Jackson was a two-term president. He won re-election by a landslide when he was running against Henry Clay. And again, to say that he was treated badly when he was enormously popular. And by the way, something else is pretty contrasting between Jackson and President Trump. President Trump, as everybody knows, added about $8 trillion to our deficit. Right? To our debt, not to our deficit, to our long-term national debt, $8 trillion. Andrew Jackson was the only president, then the last president we had, let's hope he's not the only one, to pay off the national debt. He did that, and by the way, and it helped to bring the recession of 1837, but that's different. But again, comparing himself to Lincoln, who was also a second-term president, and again, when you talk about being treated badly, Andrew Jackson, toward the end of his term, had an unemployed house painter who approached the president when he was returning from a funeral in the Capitol building and fired two pistols at him. And they both misfired. It was considered, it's one of those acts of providence that I write about in The American Miracle. And no, the president wasn't killed. Lincoln was killed! Reagan took a bullet in the chest. You talk about presidents being treated badly, but he was another second-term president. And, I mean, honest to goodness, this self-pity, and what did he have in mind? The $83.3 million that he's going to be raising money for many, many months, perhaps years to come. Oh yes, and then there is this. This is just awful. Actually, it's the that statement by Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, on MSNBC. She said this about the tragic deaths in Jordan of American military personnel. Listen.
What I will say, our deepest condolences go out, and our heartfelt condolences go out to the families who lost three folks who are military folks, who are brave, who are always fighting, who are fighting on behalf and of this administration, of the American people. Obviously, more importantly, we lost those souls.
Okay, who are fighting on behalf of this administration. And she could say, on behalf of this administration, I express my sorrow and my sympathy and whatever. But to make it sound like these are people who sacrificed their lives to defend one branch of government, the executive branch, an administration of one particular party, this is not a great thing to say. Much more appropriate comments made by four-star general Lloyd Austin, our Secretary of Defense. This is was ahead of a meeting he was conducting with the outstanding head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg. This is Secretary Austin.
Let me start with my outrage and sorrow for the death of three brave U.S. troops in Jordan and for the other troops who were wounded. The President and I will not tolerate attack on U.S. forces, and we will take all necessary actions to defend the U.S. and our troops. Now, at this important time, I'm glad to be back at the Pentagon. I feel good and am recovering well, but still recovering. And I appreciate all the good wishes that I've received thus far.
And meanwhile, there is more. Revelation that the UN, which is supposed to be promoting world peace and being opposed to genocide, the UN had not just a handful of bad apples, as people might say, but the United Nations Relief and Welfare Organization, which was created basically to try to help Palestinian refugees and created some 70 years ago. Well, there's this revelation reported on MSNBC, which we will get to. There is a great deal of penetration of UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Welfare Administration, penetration by Hamas and by terrorists. We will be speaking coming up to a former Secretary of Defense of the United States, Mark Esper, and Dr. Esper will be joining us, as will Juan Williams, about choices for vice president and immigration reform. What happened there? That coming up with Juan Williams and This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.